American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Hurricane Helene is expected to crash into Florida's Big Bend coast as a Category 4 hurricane. That could happen by this evening. Meteorologist Michael Estime is on the ground in Tampa with the latest.
Here in Tampa, we've already picked up just over a half an inch of rain with another 2 to 4 inches on the way. We're expecting wind gusts, hurricane force, almost 75 miles per hour expected here in Tampa. But the big story is going to be the storm surge. This storm surge is going to be significant. Of course, up along the Big Bend of Florida, we're looking for a storm surge upwards of, get this, 20 feet. This could be a catastrophic situation, especially for our friends and family in the Big Bend of Florida. You've got to make sure that you are watching Hurricane Helene like a hawk through the day today.
The IDF is continuing strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon as world leaders renew calls for a ceasefire. President Joe Biden said this last night.
We put out a statement for a 21-day ceasefire along the Israeli-Lebanese border. We were able to generate significant support from Europe as well as the Arab nations. It's important to war not widen.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu left Israel for New York overnight, where he will address the UN later. Netanyahu says any reports about a ceasefire are incorrect. The prime minister instructed the IDF to continue the fighting with full force. The IDF says it took out more than 75 Hezbollah targets overnight and more than 2,000 in the last 2 weeks. And an Israeli ground offensive may soon be coming in Lebanon. Here's IDF Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi speaking to troops in the north.
We are preparing the process of a maneuver, which means your military boots, your maneuvering boots, will enter enemy territory.
The U.S., along with several European countries, have called for that 21-day ceasefire. Here's Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
What we want to see is no all-out war between Israel and Lebanon. If the goal is to get the families back to their homes, get businesses back up in those kibbutzes and villages, we believe that a war is not the best way to do that, that there should be, can be, and ought to be time and space for a diplomatic solution here, and we're going to continue to work on it.
But Florida Congressman and Iraq War veteran Corey Mills says a ceasefire would only ramp up the situation.
I think that it gives the Hezbollah fighters an opportunity to try and reinforce their positions. Right now, what Israel is doing is they're softening the targets by limiting some of the key Hezbollah infrastructure, things that would actually be able to utilize their communications or utilize a weapons cache or looking at areas for headquarters or our key leaders. And so I think that they would be allowed in that 21 days to start repositioning themselves, and there would have to be a tremendous amount of further intel by Israel that goes on in the Five Eye partnership to be able to locate and continue to track the movements.
Google appears to be putting its thumb on the scales in an effort to help Kamala Harris get to the White House.
Google has a history of burying Republican candidate sites and promoting their Democrat opponents in its search results. Sometimes you'd have to scroll pages before you found Donald Trump's campaign site, for example. But Dan Schneider of Media Research Center says they got caught and have changed the algorithm. Type Kamala Harris presidential race 2024 into the Google search engine now, then type Donald Trump presidential race 2024 and compare the results.
When you search for Kamala Harris's campaign website, it's going to be the top three of all of the search results. And Donald Trump's, it's going to be about the sixth place now. So huge improvement, it would appear.
But he says the search engine giant has just found another way to tip the scales.
It's flooding the field with all kinds of really terrible newspaper stories about Donald Trump.
Now he says before you get to either candidate's campaign webpage, you have to wade through a bunch of news articles.
We consistently get terrible results for the Republican, while Google does wonderful kiss pieces for the Democrats.
And he says Google is likely to be successful in swinging actual votes from Donald Trump to Kamala Harris.
Google in the last election swayed anywhere between 6 to 8 million votes. It has a huge and powerful impact on our voting.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.